Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Notries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Layered Money, From Golden Dollars to Bitcoin and Central Bank Digital Currencies. Author Nick Bhatia takes readers on an enlightening journey through the complex history and evolving future of money. At the heart of this book lies the conceptual framework of layered money, a term coined by Bhatia to describe the different levels at which currencies operate, from the gold buried deep in vaults to the digital bits of cryptocurrencies. As a financial researcher and adjunct professor of finance and business economics at the University of Southern California, Bhatia combines his academic knowledge and practical experience to dissect how money has transformed and continues to evolve in the digital age. The book is as much about history as it is about the future, offering insight into the innovative potential of Bitcoin and central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, to redefine our understanding and use of money. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of layered money. The concept of layered money forms the core thesis of Bhatia's book. It delineates the hierarchy within the world's monetary systems, starting from gold and silver reserves, layer 1, national currencies issued by central banks like the US dollar or the euro, layer 2, down to the digital currencies and cryptocurrencies, layer 3. This layered structure illustrates not just a physical hierarchy, but also signifies the flow of trust and authority in the global economy. Bhatia expertly unpacks how this structure has historically ensured the stability and functionality of monetary systems, and how disruptions or innovations at any layer can ripple through the entire system. Through this framework, readers gain a nuanced understanding of the intricate balance between liquidity and trust that underpins our financial world. Secondly, the evolution of money. Nick Bhatia takes readers on a historical journey, exploring the evolution of money from tangible assets like gold and silver to fiat currencies, and finally digital currencies such as Bitcoin. This narrative is crucial for understanding the why behind the layered money concept. Throughout history, as societies evolved, so did their needs for a medium of exchange, a unit of account, and a store of value. All essential functions of money. Bhatia explains how gold, once the backbone of many economies due to its intrinsic value, has given way to fiat currencies, money declared by governments to have value. The transition towards digital currencies represents the latest paradigm shift, where trust is placed not in physical assets or governmental decree, but in cryptographic security and decentralized consensus mechanisms. This evolution explains much about the shifting landscapes of power, trust, and technology in our financial systems. Thirdly, Bitcoin and the rise of cryptocurrencies. A significant portion of layered money is dedicated to Bitcoin and the revolutionary role of cryptocurrencies in challenging the traditional financial systems. Bhatia elucidates Bitcoin's unique value proposition as a decentralized peer-to-peer form of layer 3 money that operates without the oversight of any central authority. He delves into the technical architecture of Bitcoin, including the blockchain technology that underpins it, and how it ensures transparency and trust among users. Bhatia argues that Bitcoin's ascent is not just a technological marvel, but a socioeconomic phenomenon that redefines what we consider as money. Importantly, he places Bitcoin within the broader context of the history of money, providing a powerful analysis of its potential to act as a global reserve currency in the digital age. Fourthly, central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. The concept of central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, represents a pivotal shift in the relationship between national currencies and digital innovation. Bhatia delves into how various central banks around the world are exploring or implementing digital versions of their national currencies. These CBDCs, while inspired by the technological innovation of cryptocurrencies, are fundamentally different in that they retain central control. Bhatia navigates the complexities of CBDCs, including their potential benefits in terms of transaction speed and access to the banking system, and challenges such as privacy concerns and the implications for monetary policy. By contrasting CBDCs with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bhatia highlights the tension between the desire for financial innovation and the need for stability and control within the monetary system. Lastly, the future of money. In the concluding chapters, Bhatia offers a forward-looking perspective on the future of money, emphasizing the ongoing transformations driven by digital innovations. He contemplates a world where money's nature and utility are radically changed by technologies like blockchain, and where control might shift from traditional institutions to individuals or decentralized entities. Bhatia challenges readers to consider the implications of a distributed, digital financial system for global economics, politics, and society. This vision of the future invites speculation on how innovations in money can solve age-old problems of access, equity, and efficiency in the financial system, while acknowledging the potential risks and disruptions they may bring. Through this exploration, Bhatia calls for a nuanced understanding and proactive approach to shaping the future of money, ensuring it serves humanity's broader interests. In conclusion, layered money, from golden dollars to Bitcoin and central bank digital currencies, is a must-read for anyone interested in the intersection of finance, technology, and history. Nick Bhatia's book is particularly beneficial for those seeking to understand the complex mechanisms of the global monetary system and the potential impacts of digital currencies on this system. With a brilliant blend of historical insight and forward-thinking analysis, Bhatia guides readers through the evolving landscape of money, making the case for the relevance and significance of digital currencies in today's economy. Financial professionals, students, tech enthusiasts, and the general reader will find value in Bhatia's elucidations. The book offers critical perspectives on the future of money, tapping into ongoing debates about privacy, security, and financial sovereignty. By reading Layered Money, individuals can better prepare for a future where digital and traditional forms of money coexist and shape our economic realities. If you would like to support Nick Bhatia, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.